Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GHCL Textiles Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Devanshi Dave from Go India Advisors. Thank you and go.
Thank you, Aditya. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to everyone attending the GHCL Textiles Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us on the call today Mr. R.S. Jalan, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Raman Chopra, Non-Executive Director, and Mr. Manu Jain, General Manager, Investor Relations and Finance. Please note that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Jalan for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you on our Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. Our investors' presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges, and we trust you have had the chance to review it. Notably, this quarter marks the one year of our listing, a significant milestone that underscores our journey since the demerger. With this, I would like to reaffirm our commitment to sustainable and inclusive growth of our business and value creation for our stakeholders. GHCL Textiles has established itself as a premier yarn manufacturer known for exceptional quality. Our diverse product portfolio of various synthetic and cotton blends, ranging from 24 to 120 count, cater to the specific needs of our strategic customers. Our journey of gradually shifting from commodity yarn to the value-added yarn is highly satisfactory. We have recently begun to venture into the fabric segment through our outsourcing model. Reflecting on our financial performance during Q1 FY25, our plant utilization was at 98% plus for the quarter, along with a higher production of final count. Our revenue increased by 9% year-on-year, reaching 289 crore. EBITDA margin came in at 10.1%, resulting in an EBITDA of rupees 29 crore as compared to Indian rupees 18 crore during Q1 of last year. Balance remains strong, with a surplus net cash of rupees 5 crore. The Indian textile industry has been facing demand headwinds for some time, with a mixed demand sentiment. Cotton prices had earlier corrected in both domestic and global markets, but now largely stable. Several exporters from Bangladesh are facing significant challenges, leading to the declining exports. While this presents an opportunity for the Indian textile industry, it will face challenges due to capacity limitations. While this is a general belief that the sector is poised for a recovery, the exact timing of this recovery remains uncertain in the near term. However, despite the industry challenges, we believe we have consistently delivered to our operational excellence and connect with the customers. Our commitment to expansion remains firm. Overall, we have outlined rupees 1,000 crore of investment, of which 350 crore has already been deployed a year back. We are on track for another 25,000 spindle expansion, which will get completed by May 2025, and we will generate an incremental revenue of around 250 crore. We aim to expand our existing 62 MW green energy portfolio such that the share of our green power is increased from 72% to 85%, thus providing long-term cost benefit and fulfilling sustainability aspects. Additionally, we plan to invest further in setting up capacity by knitting, weaving, and dyed fabric production. We want to cater ready-to-cut fabric to our end customers. Our balance sheet is strong without significant leverage on books, which offers us ample room for growth. In conclusion, we are confident in our ability to navigate the evolving market landscape. We remain focused on investing in emerging opportunities within the Indian textile sector. Our aim is to double the revenue within next 3 to 5 years, maintaining an average EBITDA margin of 17%-20% on the long run, supported by our value-added products and lean cost structure. We are poised to drive continued success, enhance our competitive position, and deliver value to our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued support and confidence in our company. We now welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Ayush from Service Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes. I just have one question. Could you just give some color on the cotton and yarn spread as the current, I mean, last quarter and the current month of July, just to give us an idea of what the spread is currently?
Your voice is not very clear. I'm not able to understand the question. Is it
audible now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, so I just wanted to understand the spread between cotton and yarn. The last quarter and the month of July, could you just highlight or like give us some color as to what it would be currently?
One second, huh? At this point of the time, I don't have a readily number of the spread, because normally, as a practice in our review process or our control mechanism, our concept is more on value addition. But broadly, my team is telling me that my spread is around 122 in this quarter, in FY25 Q1. Okay. July, at this point of the time, will be difficult to tell you the number. And this number in the same quarter last year if you look at, was 96 rupees in Q1 FY24.
All right. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Chetin from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, carry on to the first participant questions. Now, as you indicated that the spreads in the first quarter was 122 and which has gone up significantly when we compare to the last quarter. But when it comes to our margins were largely flat. So did we had any one-off expenses in terms of other expenses or employee or some sorts which had taken a benefit of the overall increase in the spreads?
See, you are comparing, I have compared between Q1 FY24 versus Q1 FY25. Okay? In Q1 FY24, my EBITDA margin was 6.7%, and in this quarter it is 10.1%. The number which I told you, 96 and 122, is based on that.
I totally agree that the number which you indicated is on the corresponding period last year. But in the last call, when we indicated the spreads of near about 100-110 and current spreads of 122, so there is almost 8-10% jump in the spreads on a sequential basis. So I just wanted to understand that when there is a jump in the spreads on the sequential basis, there is no improvement in the margins. So what was the reason behind that?
Let me be very honest on this thing. Our control mechanism is not on the basis of the spread. Because, you see, it depends on the number, the tonnage which you produce, right? If your tonnage is basically because of your fine count and the coarser count, your tonnage changes. That gives a different, spread. I'm just giving an example. Suppose last year you produced, say, 30,000 tons. I'm just arguing, say, 30,000 tons. In this quarter, you produce only 28,000 tons. So your utilization is 98%, 99%. But because of the final count, your volume has gone down. In that, spread will be different.
No, sir, I totally understand. When you said that on the tonnage-wise, your spreads will be different. But definitely, if you on the revenue on the sequential basis, it largely remains same when it was 95% utilization in Q4, and currently we had 98%. So either there is a mismatch in terms of our understanding in terms of the numbers that you have provided, or probably increase in the spreads.
No, I don't think your understanding is wrong. Let me clarify this point very clearly.
Hello.
If you are comparing with a sequential basis, if you are comparing from the sequential basis, okay, my margin remains almost, EBITDA margin remains the same. So last quarter, means Q4 FY24, my margin was 10.3% and my margin now is 10.1%, as you rightly said. My even revenue remains the same, 288 against this quarter is 289. So that way, we are on the same page. We are same level what we have been in the March 24th. Now you can ask me that.
Yeah, so that's precisely I was asking. With the improvement in the spread, the numbers would have looked much more better as compared to the last quarter. But
I think I've not been able to explain to you. I've told you just now that in the last quarter, our volume could have been higher. Because we don't monitor on the basis of the value, on a spread basis. So on the basis of the volume, our number of spread can be different in the different quarters. But the real number to compare, I'll give you the number that also is there. In Q4 FY24, my spread was 126 versus, I'm talking about the number, 126. And now it is 122. Okay. So, but you can't compare on that because of the volume disparity. So therefore, for you, the right number of my comparison, at least for my mill, the right comparison is the EBITDA margin and the revenue.
Sure, sir. And sir, second, when you indicated now we are doing 1,000 crores of investment, of which 350 crores we deployed, and we commissioned our 40,000 spindles, we will be commissioning near about another 25,000 spindles, where we will be spending 250 crores. So that gives me a total contribution of about 600 crores of the capex. The remaining 400 crores of the investment, where are we making it?
Yeah, as I said, three things we have said in my opening remarks. Weaving and knitting is the second growth or the value addition which we are envisaging. And after that, the processing plant to make the dyed fabric ready to cut to be supplying to the end consumer. End consumer is wrong, what I would say, the garment manufacturers. So that's the journey which we have. We have submitted this plan to the government of Tamil Nadu. Based on that, we have got an incentive approval also from the government. And next 3 years, we are going to complete this journey of 1,000 crore investment.
And sir, given the current run rate and 288 crore that we did in the last quarter, how do we see the revenue growth for FY25? Because the benefit of the 40,000 spindles should also flow in. So where do we see a revenue growth for FY25 when you compare to previous year?
Yes, you will get a revenue growth of around 15 to 20% growth during this year because of the utilization, 40,000 spindle. Full benefit will be coming in this course, in this year.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Hemant Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity. I just wanted to know one thing. Like, as you just mentioned that we are targeting a growth of 15 to 20% in this financial year. But we are currently running at 98% capacity utilization, right? So the 25,000 spindle will come in FY26. So what will be the growth drivers? I mean, what will be the reasons behind the 20% kind of growth in FY25?
See, like just now I have said that if you look at that, even in this quarter, our total top line was 289 crore, right? if you multiply that itself in the 4 times, that number of 20% growth you will be getting it. Because I'm comparing this growth of 20% from the last year. Last year my top line was around 1,000 crores, and this year the likely number will be roughly around 1,150 to 1,200 kind of a number. This is getting translated into current turnover multiplied by 4.
So is it fair to assume that there will not be a quarter-on-quarter growth?
The quarter-on-quarter growth will come only once this new 25,000 spindle will come in next year, number one. Number two, suppose tomorrow the top line, the yarn prices goes up, the revenue will go up, but not in terms of the volume growth because we are not adding any capacity, new capacity is getting commissioned this year.
Sir, are we kind of reducing our growth target? Because I had a look at the previous con call snippet and we were targeting around 20 to 30% kind of growth in FY25. Now you are saying 15 to 20%.
So I have given you just now the numbers. I told you that last year my top line was 1,000 crores and this number of this year looks to be around 1,200 crores. So that comes to around 20%, right? So I have given a number of 15 to 20%. The range I have given is 15 to 20%. I'm not reducing our target. And all this revenue always depends on the per kilo of yarn prices. Suppose tomorrow the yarn prices goes up by 5%, automatically the revenue will go up by 5%.
So sir, what is your outlook on the yarn prices?
I mean, right now we are looking at the prices are more like a stable prices. We are not looking at a very significant jump out of these prices from here onwards. At least in the short term. We don't know in the long term what happens.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Amit Ketan from Liberum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. So Jalanji, if I just look at the gross margin quarter on quarter from Q4 to Q1, right, we've not seen a lot of improvement, whereas we would have bought fresh cotton inventory, say from September onwards, September, October onwards for the new season. So shouldn't there be an improvement in the gross margins, or were we working with slightly older inventory, higher priced inventory? Because some of our peers have reported, some improvement in gross margins, which we are not able to see in our numbers.
No, Amit, you are 100% right on this. And let me tell you two things. One, definitely the inventory, the way the inventory has been kind of a panned out for us, but some of the imported cotton inventory, which we covered a long time back, that had some implications on our overall costing sales. And the new inventory is also coming in. But the domestic cotton, definitely the new inventory has come in. The second is in the spinning. As you rightly said, some of the peers has kind of shown an improvement, which we have not been able to demonstrate during this quarter. But I would request that we have to look at more slightly from a longer-term perspective. As you know that our longer-term perspective, the way we have delivered the return in the last many years, and I'm sure that in a reasonable time, we will be coming back to those situations because the market will also improve. And some of the areas where we need to work on that, we are working on that. And definitely you'll find that improvement.
Got it. And my second question would be, could you give some color on what's happening on the demand situation both in US and Europe? Has there been an improvement on from, say, what was happening in the last quarter, or does the situation remain the same?
See, Amit, at this point of time, if you ask me my view about the overall on the textile industry, I would say that at this point of time, I'm not very bullish on the textile first year as a sector. And I have a reason to say that. Maybe I may be completely wrong. Number one, in my opening statement, I said Bangladesh. There's a huge opportunity from Bangladesh because of the dissonance in Bangladesh for a value-added segment like your garments and mainly for the garments. But India has a constraint of the capacity. These opportunities are going into Vietnam and other parts of the world. Okay. Cambodia. Okay. That is number one. Second, because of the Bangladesh disturbance, even the spinning side, some of the exports which was happening to Bangladesh is also getting disturbed. Okay. So by the Europe and US is concerned, I'm not seeing this big surge into their demand. Of course, these talking of that of the inventory. But now the trend Amiti has come is the retailers don't want to have a long-term inventory. They want a shorter delivery, shorter time delivery, less inventories and things like that. Because they have burned their finger in the past. So frankly speaking, in a maybe short term, I don't see any major upside as an outlook on the textile. And this is what my personal view is.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Mansarovar Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So can you just share the production and sales volume in tons for the quarter?
You see, basically we never share the numbers in tonnage. Okay, we only share the water revenue. But I have told you that the number will change because of the tonnage and things like that. Product mix are different, count range are different, because I said in my opening remarks also 24 to 120. So that correlation between quarter to quarter on the volume terms is not something which is going to be a meaningful for us. We look at the revenue, we look at the utilization. Like I said in my opening remarks, my utilization is 98% plus. We monitor on those things.
If you can just tell me for the year, we'll do. I mean, just to get an idea. I mean, last year also we'll do. How much was it for the full year? Hello?
Sorry. What I'm saying is just wait for a second. I'll just give you.
Yeah.
Last year, roughly, I'll give you around my top, tonnage was around 33,000 tons.
33,000 tons for the full year?
For the full year. Which was 28,000 tons in 23.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And this was, you were saying this was... what capacity utilization, this 33,000 tons?
Broadly, our utilizations are between 98 to 99% capacity.
Okay. And sir, can you say that, if you can share that this 33,000 tons, how much will it get to post all your expansion is completed?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Post the completion of your expansion in spindle capacity, this 33,000 ton gets to what number?
Like I said, it is very difficult because I told you that depending upon what count we make.
Okay.
And but I will tell you 33 plus, we are talking about something around 21 ton per day. Just calculate that. I'm just giving you the number and don't hold me responsible for this number because depending on the fine count, depending upon the minute in...
Yeah, sir, that's okay.
Around 7,500 tons will get. That means this will become roughly 40,000 tons. After this 25,000 expansion, 25,000 expansion which is completing next year, my volume will go up to, as I said, 40,000 tons.
And just to come back on this, you said 21 tons. What's the number? 21 tons per frame, you said, is it?
Don't take this number. This is for my calculation purpose.
This is just for our understanding. So how should we calculate it for our understanding? So you said 21 tons per?
We monitor that number on the daily basis. That's 21 tons per day production. That is what the target for the new 25,000 spindle which we have adding. So I have multiplied by 360.
Okay, fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Sachdev from Albatross Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Mr. Jalan and the team. Just a quick question. Could you elaborate a bit on the strategy on the yarn side? Sorry, on the fabric side.
No, can you repeat the question? I'm not hearing you properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better. Tell me.
Could you elaborate a bit on the strategy on the fabric front? The model and, you know, the kind of potential you see there.
Yeah, good question. I would say that. See, Mr. Sajev, you know about this mill or this company. Of course, it was a part of the GSCL. We had been in the yarn for a long period of time, and I think reasonably we have done on that score. Now, our thought process is that we have to go into the value chain in a gradual manner. The first target which we have in our mind is to go from here to knitting and weaving, which we have already started our journey a year back by the outsourcing model. So that to understand the market, to seed marketing, to understand the customer, to understand the requirements and things like that. We have done, we are in that process. Once we complete this 25,000 spindle, in this spindle itself, we are creating an infrastructure which we will be adding the machine next year of knitting machines. So we have a plan to go for the knitting machine or knitting segment, and we have a plan to go for the weaving side also. And broadly, our thought process is approximately around 40% of our volume should gradually move towards the this segment. And the last but not the least, we have already applied for a land in the this zone which is PM Mitra Park, which is getting into Tamil Nadu, to go into the processing and making the processed fabric ready to cut stitch. And this all this plan we have in the next 3 to 5 years to complete. And we have a plan that this top line going from 1400 and 1500 crores, because this year is around 1200 crores, next year it should be roughly around 1400 to 1450 crores after this 25,000 spindle. Broadly, I am giving you a number on an annual basis. Because next year this number will come in only in the month of June, so proportionately the number will be less in 25-26. And after that, our growth plan is more towards the knitting and weaving and processing. My estimation is next 3 years that should happen. So after this, probably we will be in double than the turnover what we have right now. Means we will have achieved in 24-25. So that is where the plan is going forward.
So if I'm correct, this business would be a high ROC business than the traditional yarn business?
See, long run, again, in this business, I want to be very clear, which I have been talking on my every call. In a longer term, my margin on the spinning has been around on a range of around 14 to 15%. Based on the initiative which we have taken, one is that moving from a commodity to the value-added segment, plus our footprint on the green energy, along with this value addition, our target is around 18 to 20% kind of a margin should be the number. Obviously, this number of incremental will come also because of this knitting, weaving and the processing part of it. The overall margin should be around 18 to 20%.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Dev.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, you mentioned 1,000 crore rupees capex, sir. If you could just give the breakup for this financial year and how would we sum up to the 1,000 crore?
See, Sakeji, like I've just said in my opening statement, 350 crores we have already spent last year itself in our 40,000 spindles. Balance remains 650 crores. Out of that, roughly around 220 or 210 crores is already under implementation. That will get completed by June 25. Right? The balance amount will be on the knitting and weaving and the made up, which also your cut and sew, the ready to cut process fabric project. The balance amount will get invested there. out of this total number, one additional, I mean, one reduction will be there. That's a green energy, which I said in my opening statement, that we will be putting another 10 to 15 megawatts of green energy. So roughly around 60 crore will get, roughly 60 crore will get subtracted out of that. So overall, put together all these things, you will, the balance amount will be in the knitting, weaving and processing.
Okay, sir. And sir, you mentioned our tonnage at 33,000 tons per annum as of now, which will get expanded by 25,000. Sir, I missed that number. So the resultant quantity will be 58,000 with the completion of 25,000?
No, Sakirji. I said 33,000 was in 2024. I said this 25,000 spindle, which we are getting added next year, this will add another 7,000 tons. So the total number will be 40,000 tons.
Oh, yes, sir. I missed the spindle quantity with tonnage. Sorry, I missed it. And then, sir, how will our, what will be our debt equity ratio when we, as we are embarking on this 1,000 crore rupees journey, where already capex, where 350 is already been spent, and I think so, our EBITDA for the quarter has been sir, around 28, 29 crore. So 120, 130 should be the EBITDA number annually. So we are looking for borrowing, sir, then going ahead to fund this capex, or how are we going to fund this capex, sir, and what would be the debt equity ratio?
The first and foremost, Sakirji, this calculating this number of 128, 130 is kind of not the right number.
Okay.
Because this is on the stage where we are on the bottom of the pyramid on the margin side, because it's the overall industry situation. I don't think this situation will continue for a longer period of time. Right? So like I said, in the long term, our margin expectation should be not less than 14 to 15% minimum. And which I call it is a normal EBITDA, even if I don't consider the all the initiatives which we have done or we are likely to take. So the number will change, number one. Number two, you know very well that today we are on a net cash basis. No working capital loan, no debt on the balance sheet, on the fixed asset side. We have a strong leverage possibility into our balance sheet, and we will maintain the discipline of 1:1. Still, we have a big headroom to invest. So this all this planning is based on that. So we'll remain in the 1:1 debt to equity ratio. Yes, we will raise the debt, and definitely our margin will also improve, and ultimately it will kind of create a better kind of a return, a better kind of a debt equity also.
Sir, when you alluded to the fact of unrest at Bangladesh, so that is a temporary phenomenon, and that is that has created in the immediate future some demand issues or some supply issue. That is the reason. This is the reason why the arbitrage, that means from the cotton to the yarn spread, has improved. That is what you were alluding to, sir.
Not strategy. What I was trying to indicate different, that in Bangladesh, because of all these disturbances, the many mills which are decided to kind of a close down, part of the garment mill, okay, decided to close down. How that situation pan out, we don't know right now. But this has created an opportunity for the Indian garment manufacturers in a longer term basis. But because of the capacity constraint, probably we may miss out some of the opportunity which may go to Vietnam or Cambodia and things like that. That's the point I was trying to say. But maybe that may not also, I may be wrong at the time. Only the time will tell that.
Okay. But we are of the opinion, you being a veteran in this industry, is of the opinion that the spreads are definitely going to improve from where we are. These are at the bottom of the cycle.
100% Rakeshji, you see, no, this is not something which even we need to predict, because on these margins, no new investment will come in. This has to improve. Because any business, if it doesn't have a return on capital employed of 14-15%, how long you can sustain on that business? And if you don't have an EBITDA of 14-15%, how can you sustain? Second, as you know, a lot of consolidation is happening in this industry. And obviously that will also be an opportunity because of this consolidation. The marginal players will get vanished. And this will also help to kind of improve the spread. In the longer run, medium to longer term, definitely the margin has to improve.
And last point, sir, I may be wrong, correct me there. We have, sir, any valuable real estate that we house under GST Textile post this demerger exercise, and how should that asset be valued, or what would be, how are we going to sweat that asset? Any land parcel, or if you could just elaborate.
Satyaji, all the assets are already accounted for in the balance sheet. And we know that we have a very healthy balance sheet. And that balance sheet, which at this point of a time, does not have any kind of a, what you call, debt or any kind of a, even the book value of the business is much healthier.
No, sir. I was just alluding to a real estate that currently is housed under GST Textile. And that can be monetized, or that has a higher market value than the one which is there, as because that would be at book value for us. So I was just alluding whether we hold any valuable real estate asset which is not for the operational purpose.
See, strategies we do have, but we don't have any plan at this point of a time, kind of a. We have not given any thought to that, okay, how to monetize, and because we have an opportunity at this point of a time to how to kind of a grow our business at this point of a time. We have a possibilities of debt raising. So we have more priorities at this point of a time than looking at this. Okay. Saketji?
The line from Saketji has been got disconnected, sir.
We can come to the second.
Okay, our next question is on the line of Chirag Jain. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just to clarify, the 18 to 20% EBITDA which you are trying to target for the integrated product by getting into weaving and knitting, so it would be due to we being integrated manufacturer from spinning to end product till dying to getting the end product. Is that right understanding?
No, Chirag, let me clarify again this. As I said, don't link this margin with the current margin, because the current margins are not a realistic margin for this kind of a business. And historically, last 15, 20 years and 5 years, you take any average, you will find that our margins were in the range of around 15%, 14 to 15%. So I'm assuming this 14 to 15% margin in a normalized situation will happen. And as I just now said prior to this this answer, that in the long run, this margin has to come, because otherwise the business sustainability of the business will not be able to justify. So that is going to come. And the way we have structured this business in our cost competitiveness, in terms of our solar and green, what you call wind power portfolio, the way we have built our value-added segment, the way we built our labor and what you call all the cost measures, we are very highly competitive on that. So that all will add to this 14 to 15%. Balance incremental, which you are rightly talking about, will come because of scale of operation, because of your weaving, because of knitting, and because of your process fabric. So we are looking at a gap from 14 to 15% to 18 to 20%. And that we will be able to add because of this initiative which we are doing.
Okay, got it. Next was on the on the expansion that we are currently doing of the spindle capacity. So the average cost of expansion is coming around 86,000 per spindle. So do we have any extra infra for the future purpose? Is that the reason why it's on the higher side, or is it there some new technology that we have implemented? So can you give some color on that?
Sure. Two things. One, this project, we are putting a very state-of-art project, which is completely 100% retail project, which is where we don't have a kind of a mix and match of some domestic machines and things like that. It's a state-of-art project will be there. The second is a highly automated plant. Third, this is a very coarse count there. Like I said, with a 25,000 spindle, we will be producing 21 tons. If you calculate on the basis of our current capacity, you will find that numbers per spindle are much higher, right? So these are the reasons because of this, capital cost is on the higher side. However, in addition to, as I said, some which is not really going to be very significant in that we are building the infrastructure for 40 knitting machines into the same in the same building, the same compound. And that will be, there will be no capital cost of the building and the thing for those machines. So to that extent, you can say the numbers are will be there. If you remember last year, we invested 40,000 spindle and our total investment was roughly what? 250 crore? 260 crore. So 260 crore, 40,000 spindle, right?
Yeah.
So it's about 65,000. Right?
Yeah.
Now it is coming to 86,000. This is primarily, as I said, and this 40,000 spindle which we added, that also gives me 21 ton capacity, and this 25,000 also will be give me a capacity of 21 ton.
Okay, understood. That's the thing. Got it. Sir, lastly, if because I joined a bit late, if I missed out on that, on the spread, so I had a question that what were the spread of previous quarter and this quarter for us?
Since you have joined later, 126 was the last quarter, and this quarter is 122.
122, and previously?
126 last quarter.
Okay. So the spreads haven't moved for us.
Yes. As compared to last quarter, no. But if you look at the same quarter last year, it has moved from 96 to 122.
Okay. Fair enough. Because I was trying to get a figure out. I was trying to figure out because the other players have reported a Q-on-Q increase also in the spreads. So that's the reason I was asking that. So any color on that, why we haven't...
I've already answered this question. I think this is just two questions before. I've answered that question to, I think, Mr. Amit or someone. I've answered that question.
Sure.
I have already answered that question.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Jatin from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity once again. So just wanted to know, now when you have guided in next 3 years, our revenue will be doubled, so from 1,000 to 2,000, and probably we'll doing 15 to 18% of the margin. So at that point of time, what type of return ratios that we are looking at it? Because if you look at current return ratios, we are around 5% or sub 5%. So how shall we look at the ROE and ROC over next 3 years?
See, I think as you rightly said, and one of the areas where we are working on that is that how do we optimize our working capital management. See, basically, Jatin, what happens in this business historically, and you will find because of that, there will be a difference between the return on capital employed of various industries or various companies. Okay. Historically, what we have been doing is that we were covering the cotton in a season, and we have a long working capital and need for those cotton, keeping two things into mind. One is the quality of the cotton, and second is the volatility or the always the trend of last 15, 20 years, barring few years, seeing that in the off-season, the cotton prices are going up. Right? So that's a one. So you have a large capital and you add that working capital on that, and based on that what happens is your return on capital employed goes down. Because you get the back and loan, you get around 7 to 8%, and by calculating you are adding that number, and therefore return on capital employed goes down. In the synthetic size of the business, then that concern we don't have. So if you are in the cotton industry, you will have a different ROCE. And if you are on the synthetic side, you will have a different. And if you are in the value-added segment, like your weaving, knitting and all those things, your return on capital employed will be different. Because in that case, you are going to the second stage of the value addition and the working capital remains the same. You don't have to add the working capital. The next point, yes, we are also working. How do I optimize my working capital? And that is probably in next few quarters, you will see that sense of more optimizing our capital allocation towards the working capital. And that will improve our return on capital side. My target will be in the first stage, my target should go to double digit, means around 10%, 11% kind of thing. And historically, we have been getting that. So to that extent, I think by these two things, we will be going to that stage. And ultimately, it should be around 15%. At least we should have a return on capital employed once we complete this journey of knitting, weaving and process. We should have a return on capital employed around 15%.
So, sir, is it fair to assume that by the time our knitting fabricing comes and then we double our revenue to 2,000 crores with 15-18% margin, our return ROC will be in the range of 10 to 11%, that's it?
No. I've said that on the immediate basis, next few quarters, it will be around 10%. Yeah. But as you rightly said, once we complete this stage by stage, this improvement will start happening. And ultimately, we will reach to 15%. It's not that from 10 to 15, it will reach only at the end. Gradual improvement will happen.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Uday Kumar from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Can you? Yeah.
Sir, the 40,000 spindles you are adding, it started, the commercial production has started.
Sorry, your voice is not audible properly. It's a lot of noise. I don't know. I'm not able to understand your voice.
I was asking about the 40,000 spindle. The commercial production has started or it is yet to start?
No, it has already started last year itself. The full benefit will come in this year. And that's the reason you have seen in the first quarter our number has gone up. Even in the last year also, in the March quarter, the reflection of that was there.
Okay. And sir, the 25,000 spindle will be operational by next June 25, right?
Yes.
And the on the revenue side, you said that you will double the revenue by in 2 to 3 years of timeline. So roughly 1,000 crores of capex and 1,000 crores of revenue. So the asset turns comes around 1, right? So seeing the industry, it's a bit lower, like in industry, like 1 to 1.2, 1.3 should be the asset turns. So where are we lagging behind, sir?
So you rightly said that, depending upon the which segment of the market you are, your number will change, okay? If you are purely in the spinning side, your ratio will be 1:1 generally, and if you are in a average count, again, these are all technical things, if you are an average count of 40, your ratio will be different if you are in a coarsen count. Just now I have said, if you look at our 25,000 spindle, my project cost is 200 crores or 210 crores, my revenue will be 250 crores. So it all depends on which segment you are in the market, and if you add to the weaving, knitting and things like that, your ratio will definitely increase to 1.3. So when I said 2,000 crores, my number was not 2,000 crores, I said I will increase the revenue from the current year. That means likely number should be something around 2,400 crores kind of a number should be there when I'm talking about the doubling the revenue from here. Because 1,200 crores will be my revenue this year.
Okay, sir, got it. Just one more on the margin side. I assume the spinning margins would be around 14 to 15% and you added 18 to 20% margin. That will be coming from the fabric side, right?
Let me repeat this here. Basically, as I said, on a longer term basis, we have achieved a margin of 14% to 15%. That we are assuming that margin will come back. Second, I said that many things which we are doing, green initiatives or the green power. Second, I said value added, moving the commodities into value added segment. That is the second thing. Third, I said knitting, weaving, and the processing. All this put together will take us to around 18% to 20% margin.
Okay, okay. So, sir, you said that you and you also said that you wanted the fabric share should be 40% of your top line. What is the current share right now, sir?
Currently, hardly 5%, and that is also on the outsource model. We don't have our own infrastructure on that.
Okay, the 40% will be wholly integrated, right?
The 40% will come once we have all the infrastructure of your knitting, weaving, and processing and all those things.
Okay, and the expansion of the spinning, knitting, weaving, this all will come after this June 25, right? After the spindles, 25,000 spindles.
Yes, okay. First we are completing this 25,000 spindle. In the meantime, we are getting finalized and we are already on the outsource model. We will increase our volume or our percentage of this 5% in the outsource model. It's not that we will be stagnant on the outsource model only up to 5%. We are trying to increase this percentage on the outsource model, and then subsequently we will add this infrastructure and we will go to the 40%.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now end the conference. Over to the management for closing comments.
Oh, thank you very much for all of you for participating and I can only assure you on behalf of the complete management of GSL Textile that we are trying our best to improve upon our margin and to grow. Our capital allocation focus will always be on deploying in a meaningful manner so that we can get the best return out of that investment. And the journey of 20 years or 25 years in this spinning business, I'm reasonably confident that we will be able to meet your expectations. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.